He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The planet's ruling elite have decided to fully gut society and go for broke. They're putting their police state in. They were building it long before the implosion. RAND Corporation admitted for the implosion. Now the Pentagon puts out reports saying, oh my gosh, we could have a total collapse of society. Only martial law will save us. They create the crisis, offer the solution. I want to take a lot of your phone calls before I get back into the economy and a lot of other key issues, plus government seizes newborn baby over political beliefs of parents. More intel on that. Big story from Friday. 888-201-2244. First-time callers, 888-201-2244. Let's go to John in Georgia. You're on the air, John.
Yeah, Alex.
Hey.
I'm kind of confused about one thing. I'm aware that the IMF and the G20 scheme, but my question is, and I hope you can clarify it for me, is that China's fighting against the IMF and the U.S. by undervaluing their yen, or is it some kind of complete hoax not seen yet? Because it seems to me China is coming out on top globally more than the Federal Reserve.
The CFR, the Trilateral Commission, said 20 years ago that this century would be the, quote, Chinese century. They teamed up with them to deindustrialize the West so people would go into more debt to the banks. They always claim that they're – I just said that last hour, that there's a currency war, but that's not what's happening. They'll complain about it, but they've engineered it. I mean, if the people running the U.S. had wanted to stop China, they would have had more tariffs on foreign goods like China does on us. So, yeah, they'll complain about what China's doing, but this has all been agreed upon.
Okay. Okay, I was just clarifying because all I see in mainstream is China – and China this and China that.
Yeah, and then in China they'll scapegoat us, and here we'll scapegoat China, when it's a global system above these countries playing us all off against each other to vertically integrate wealth.
Okay, I appreciate that, Alex. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate you, John. Good question. Bob in Arizona. Bob, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I really appreciate you taking my call. I'll be really, really quick on this. Is there some sort of a database, or is there some way to find out if your pastor or ex-pastor is part of the clergy response team?
No. 5 years ago, we received the secret documents. 2 years later, some local newscast admitted it, but said how great it was that they were helping prepare everyone for martial law. It is secret. It's part of a subset of InfraGuard, and it's highly secretive. But you need to, I mean, if your preacher's up there telling you do what the government says, it's of the Lord, you better believe that they are part of the clergy response team, or their denomination to the World Council of Churches and the National Council of Churches is ordering them to do that.
Jesus, you know, they're fundamental Baptists, they're separatists, you know, they're not associated with any of these, you know, like Southern Baptist convention. They claim that they're not all part of that, but... basically, I talked to some of the congregation and was basically trying to wake them up. I told them that I watched your show.
And you were told to shut up in America because you don't. A lot of that is also 501c3. They've taken over the churches and tricked them to be a charity instead of, under the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Then they give memos that we've covered on air to the preachers where they then tell their flock, you don't even talk about politics at a church picnic. And so that could be what's happening there as well. But you were told to shut up.
Well, basically, I had to have back surgery and I was really sick. No one showed up. Then out of the clear blue sky, one of the elders showed up unexpectedly, and I told them how, you know, I had been studying my Bible, and a lot of the things that are going on in the world are basically prophecies that were written 2,600 years ago, and he looks at me, and he gets all bug-eyed, and he's like, that's a sin. I'm like, what, a sin to study my Bible? He said, that's a sin to be studying your Bible and comparing it to what's going on today.
No. Most of these churches are just government operations, and of course they got to take the churches over. In 1776, it was the churches that led the fight against tyranny. It's the same in China, Russia, you name it. They always take over the churches. Get out of that church. Hello, friends. This is Alex.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it, with open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations. Get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are now into hour number two on this 10th day of October 2010, 10-10-10. I'm going to go to as many of your calls now in this segment and the next, and I'm going to continue getting back into the news. They're investigating in Congress whether an FBI informant fired the first shots at Kent State. We'll look at some of the political races across the country, horrifying Republican and Democratic bigwigs who are afraid of their status quo of criminality being upset. That is just some of what is coming up. Also, the London Guardian has the headline, Barack Obama accused of exaggerating terror threat for political gain. But to put bookends on what I was talking about last hour, the RAND Corporation and others in the late 90s, I was reading where they said, we're going to federalize local police. There's going to be terror attacks. We're going to take your rights away. Kids are going to thumb scan to buy and sell. That's going to train everyone to the public schools to where everything you do will be tracked. We're going to have naked body scanners on the streets. And I went on air and warned everyone. And now every day I see scores of mainstream news articles going, oh, the entire Los Angeles school district, you must thumb scan when you get to school to get your lunch. You must face scan to make sure it's really you when you get to school. You must be searched by the police. I mean, literally 1984, 500 mobile X-ray vans looking through your walls. I mean, it's just insane, and it is not to stop crime. It's to protect the criminal government itself run by offshore banks that are using the government as a profit-making system to rob the daylights out of people to bankrupt us so we're under their control. All right, we're taking your phone calls. The toll-free number is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We're going to go to Lucretia, Venus, and Eric, Ted, Jim, and others that are patiently holding, Brent and others, and Humbu and others. Let's talk to Lucretia in Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Info Warrior and Prison Planet member, first-time caller. By the way, please tell your people to join up because it's just incredible to have your show. I often listen to it twice because there's no other ads on it. And, you know, I was listening to your show for a long time before, and it was always ads, and I couldn't often, you know, get through it all. So,
well, let me be clear. Let me just stop you, Lucretia, and then I'll let you make your point because I want to hear from you. We have 14 minutes of ads an hour on the weekday shows, about 16 on the Sunday show. That's below industry standard. And, of course, there's free audio streams at InfoWars.com. But our local AM and FM affiliates, they get half the ads. The network gets half the ads. So, you know, a station's probably only getting about 6 minutes of ads an hour. We're only getting about 6 minutes of ads an hour. So that's why you hear the ads. But, yes, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you get all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the archive of each show, a higher quality audio podcast, the video podcast. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv, and that's why a lot of folks like it. And we appreciate you for your support. Go ahead and make your point.
Yes, absolutely. I love supporting you. You're always talking about fluoride, and it's not just fluoride. I'm a nutritionist, and I've been a nutritionist for 25 years. And George Norrie had a fellow on, Dr. Mark Starr, and he talked about how 95% of Americans are now hypothyroid. They've taken the iodine out of the salt, the milk, the bread, and they're replacing it with all these iodine antagonists. Probably your key to longevity and your immune system is your thyroid.
That's right. It's minerals, and literally everywhere I go, I hear young women talking about their hyperthyroid, their hair falling out, and it is just hitting women even harder. And it's true. We have a diet low in minerals, especially iodine. You are absolutely right.
Yeah, especially fibroids, and then they used to treat cholesterol. The first thing they would do is give you, or high blood pressure, would be give you desiccated thyroid. T4 doesn't work. It needs the iodine, the selenium, and all these other things. So if your doctor has you on that, but Alex, you can pinch your deltoid right by the top of your shoulder, and if you can't close to pinch your two fingers together, and it, you know, looking at you, I can see it would be very beneficial because you're always wanting to get your nice thin face back and not lose your hair, and the thyroid is critical and getting iodine to not going bald and like you were worried about. But it's not, like I said, there's brominated vegetable oil in your Mountain Dew and your Gatorade. Those things also make you paranoid. They used to give them in World War bromide or bromine.
No, I mean, look, the food is just full of poisons and toxins. Good to hear from you. God bless you. Let me just make a brief comment on this. I called Kurt Nemo yesterday, one of our writers at Infowars.com, and I sent him a bunch of links. He did a lot of other great research. And the headline is, A Warning to Glenn Beck, Don't Drink Diet Coke. And Glenn Beck has macular dystrophy, or the degeneration of the nerves that attach to the eye. And I've had brain surgeons on, scientists. I have the Food and Drug Administration's own reports about aspartame that is now in Big League Chew, Wrigley's Spearmint, regular sugar gum. I mean, I'll go to the grocery store, and I like gum sometimes, or my children want it, and I can't find any gum. I was at a gas station about a week ago, though, and they had old-fashioned Beamons. That's just sugar gum. And, I mean, you have to mail order it, or it's very hard to find regular sugar gum. And, I mean, I've researched aspartame. I know they tried to approve it twice in the 70s. I know the Pentagon accidentally discovered it when they were working on chemical weapons. Folks, if you don't believe me, just search the term aspartame manufacturing process. It's a genetically modified E. coli bacteria that they feed toxic chemicals to, and then it excretes aspartame, and aspartame breaks down at above 86 degrees, and the body's, you know, of course, hotter than that, a few degrees hotter, into basically wood alcohol and formaldehyde. Now, remember the old speakeasies in the decade of Prohibition, and everybody going blind who was drinking bad alcohol because it would have wood alcohol in it? Well, that's basically what aspartame breaks down into. And one of the number one, I was having doctors on 15 years ago about this, and I didn't even know what macular dystrophy or, you know, degeneration was. And they would say, people are going blind. They're having organ failure. They tell diabetics to, and I see children everywhere. Today, I was at a park, and there were kids there, and there were two different families with children, and I watched them running around with diet sodas. And I said, can I see that? And it said aspartame. I mean, it's in everything. And there's Glenn Beck, going blind and having all these other health problems, and I don't know that that's it. I just know that that's one of the main causes of this, and we've got all these new neurological disorders. We've got all these new problems, and it's one of the big issues is aspartame, and now aspartame is in thousands and thousands of different products. Let's jam in a call. Venus and Eric in New York are on the air.
Hi, Alex. My name is Venus, and we called on Breer with my friend Eric. I just have one quick question that he's asking me. I was curious. You had David Icke on the other day, and he was talking about us as humans, like we're not real, and all of this life is not real. I just want you to speak to that, please, and tell me what does he mean, and if you believe in that.
Well, no, I don't believe in that, but I don't think that's what he was saying. He was saying that what we see, and this is what the big advertising execs knew 60 years ago, is a hologram developed in our brain. You know, when you're in your mother at less than a month, the eyes grow out of the brain, and the eyes are part of the brain. And so your eyes are picking up this information. Your nose is picking up smell, you know, the touch, you hear, and all of that is integrated together into basically a 3D hologram in your mind, okay? And so he was talking about how the controllers are able to basically program the five senses because they understand that we are a electrochemical computer. That's what the brain is. And so it can be falsely programmed. And so he was saying that so many people just accept everything they're seeing or whatever the television is saying when they're in a suspended disbelief. Have you heard the term suspended disbelief?
No, I haven't.
Yes.
I mean, that's like when you go to a movie and 5 minutes into it, you kind of forget that it isn't real and you just get into the story. You understand? Because your subconscious brain, Venus and Eric, is accepting it as if it's real. Only your conscious brain can even try to make differentiations of whether something's real or not. Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you after this break. Venus and Eric, stay there. Then Ted, Jim, and many others. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Today, Jim Newcomer for Midas Resources, October 8, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,335.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,370.17, $685.08 for a half ounce, or $342.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,370.17, $685.08, and $342.54.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crisis document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Okay, those callers dropped off, but they were asking a question about perception. And the issue here is, going back to aspartame, and you go to a cookout or a park or a church function, and there's not just men and women drinking diet drinks with aspartame, NutraSweet or Equal as it's known. It's children. And it is a toxic chemical. It was not approved twice. Rumsfeld got it approved in 1981. In the monkey studies, it killed a lot of the monkeys that drank it. It does attack your eyes, your brain, your organs. Just like sodium fluoride is deadly, just search the term fluoride cancer. You'll get thousands of major studies. This is an absolute fact, but it's just hidden in plain view. Well, people have always been drinking fluoride water the last 60 years. We've always been drinking the last, 29 years, this aspartame, and now it's nobody tells you, it's just suddenly even in your sugar gum. It's suddenly in baked goods. And here's the big secret. It's highly addictive. The medical doctors we've had on have talked about treating people for aspartame addiction and the incredible health rebounds they have once they get off of it. But it takes, I had a family member who drank a couple Diet Cokes a day, and they were completely addicted. They were having health problems, and I talked them into slowly going off, and they literally had withdrawals like they were a crack addict or something. For weeks, they were sick, and then they were finally incredibly healthy once they got off of it. So they sell something that's addictive. Now it's in children's foods everywhere, and it's hidden in plain view. Get conscious about this, okay? It's very simple. Ted in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I finally get through. Anyway, I'm calling from the first police state to fall, Pennsylvania, under the Mossad new government police state.
Well, anyway, that's true. Yeah, it's admitted that a Mossad company does illegally spy on the people of Pennsylvania, including the legislature. That's in all the major papers, and their main group they've been hired to spy on are gun groups and tea parties. And that just shows where this country's gone, how the government's hiring foreigners and recruiting foreigners to fill up the military as well.
Anyway, I just want to bring up a few issues. First off, on Russia Today, I thought it was kind of interesting how Russia Today pulled you into that clip with Damon Vickers, and then they cut it off right at the end before he mentioned you on the Glenn Beck show. I thought that was kind of strange how they kind of got you on there to destroy Glenn Beck, but then they kind of cut you off too at the end. That was kind of strange.
Well, I mean, I'll go on Fox, I'll go on RT, I'll go on BBC, I'll go anywhere, and I don't think that was a negative piece. I had RT once, twice here interviewing me in person, and they admitted that the head of RT US is a big fan, and that a lot of the guests they have on is from my show. And they were pointing out that when I have a guest on, then Glenn Beck has a guest on, and even Newsweek has pointed out that he now covers many of the issues I cover. And I was saying it was positive that he was starting to cover those issues. And people say, and I appreciate your call, Ted, why are you covering Glenn Beck once or twice a week? Well, it's because he reaches 20, 30, 40 million people, depending on what ratings period you look at, every week. And last week he admitted that the Fabian Socialist and the White House science czar want to drug the water to sterilize you. I mean, that's a fact. I've got the book written by John P. Holder and the White House science czar. I've been covering this almost every show for 2 years. That's a positive thing. And that's a big deal. I mean, what does that say about our information about world government that now, not just Beck, but, I mean, they're covering it on CNN. They're covering it on MSNBC. Over and over again now, They're having top Republican pundits like Dick Morris admit world government's here and taking over through the banking system. So they tried to deny all this for so long, they can't do it anymore. So that's a big deal. That's a big issue. And I made the prediction on air a month ago that if Beck continues to really start getting hardcore and telling the truth, he won't be on Fox. Now I have WorldNet Daily, New York Times, and a bunch of other mainstream articles this week saying, will Glenn Beck leave Fox? And in the New York Times, Beck told him Roger Ailes is mad at him and he might get pushed out. I mean, that's incredible. So you'll know if Glenn Beck's for real because he's not going to. It's like Lou Dobbs. By the way, he's probably on next week. I'll just leave it at that. He's been on before. Lou Dobbs was real. Don't agree with everything he said, but he was real. The guy's real. Okay, he was fighting the globalists. He was talking about the elites. He was talking about mega corporations wanting socialism. It didn't matter if he had the top ratings on CNN. I mean, he had 2.5 million viewers on average. Larry King Live's got 800,000. The number one show, 800,000. They got rid of him. Okay, I mean, this is a, people ask, well, why'd you talk about Lou Dobbs when that was happening? Because it's important. It's a big deal. Let's talk to Jim in Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Pretty good, sir.
One of the reasons that I wanted to call in, I was listening here a couple weeks ago when you were talking about the possibility of the false flag terrorism and so on and so forth.
And now the government says we could absorb an attack. It might help America. We tried to keep you safe, but you didn't give all your rights up. And we have all these White House advisors telling the Financial Times of London, Robert Shapiro, that he needs a massive terror attack to look strong. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. And what my point on this is, instead of what I would like to find some way to do is to get a pre-planned or pre-set-up response to any kind of a terrorist attack, whether it's homegrown, whether it's false flag, whether it's real, it doesn't matter.
I was about to say, that's my problem with a pre-packaged response. I've got to analyze it. Sometimes that takes weeks to know because there are some real terror attacks.
Well, I understand, but again, even this particular methodology doesn't matter because even if it is a real terror attack, they've taken all our rights. They're listening to all the phone calls.
Exactly. No. And I'm interrupting. I'll hold you over, Ibnibi. This is key, and I meant to even talk about this today. I'm glad you called, Jim. That's why I love the calls. You take us in important directions, is that even if the terror attacks are real, even if 9/11 was real, which all the evidence shows it's as phony as a $3 bill, it doesn't matter. Homeland Security admits 95% of the architecture is for gun owners, libertarians, returning veterans, the American people. They're using it to enslave us and using it for government secrecy. You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
But it was originally sold to us as being something to protect us, which, you know, there are those of us that have been listening or are waking up since Waco and Ruby Ridge, you know, era. But the point that I'm trying to make is it doesn't matter whether it's a false flag or whether it's a real attack. They didn't do what taking our rights away said what they were going to be able to do. So let's get them out. If it's a I know there's a lot of different ways this can
no,
go.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, Katrina, FEMA sabotaged that on purpose, blocked locals from responding. We know they did it to get more funding, more power. But regardless, the government can't and won't protect you. That's the message. Government cannot deliver. It looks good on paper until it hits reality. So what's your idea for a pre-planned response?
More or less, let's just a nationwide call for the impeachment of anybody and everybody from the president to his appointees who are supposed
stay
to
there,
be.
Stay there, Jim. It's all genius. And look, when they have a terror attack in Latin America or Asia, they fire the head of security. They fire a bunch of people. Here, everybody involved in letting it happen got more power, got record bonuses, and got more control. That's a great point. So how do we respond to that? I want to hear from you, Jim. Then a bunch of other callers and a ton of news on the other side. Key intel coming up. Stay with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready?
Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times with a special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Jesus.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows. The war is over. Everybody knows the good guys.
I remember a decade ago learning about this and seeing the documents and finding it hard to believe, but Bank of America stops U.S. foreclosures for review. Turns out what the big mega banks have been doing is illegal on its face. They sell your mortgages into bundles and then don't even produce the deed when they take your house. And in many cases, J.P. Morgan Chase and others just take houses that are paid for in cash. I've got CNN news clips of their house was paid for. They owed no money. And a bank that didn't even own their old mortgage took it. And they just go, that's the way it is. And the sheriffs and the police follow orders and they come and take the house. Well, now, because so many people have learned, mainly through the Patriot movement, about this, that they are in serious trouble. So that's coming up in the final segment. I want to continue with a bunch of your calls now and into the next segment. But the issue that Jim in Texas was raising, we're going back to him, is so central. Even if you believe all this terror is real, you have a better chance statistically of being struck by lightning than being killed by an Al-Qaeda bad man. Turban on the head. But we've got to give up all our liberties, all our freedoms, let the government operate in even more secrecy and get trillions of taxpaying dollars and invade all these countries or the bad men will get us. Well, they can't protect us. They won't protect us. Governor Ridge last year admitted in a book that they put out fake terror alerts for political gain. I've been pointing out for weeks that Obama's issuing fake terror alerts. Months ago, I said he would do it. Here's The Guardian today. Barack Obama accused of exaggerating terror threat for political gain. No kidding. You have all these White House advisors 2 months ago, 3 months ago, saying, Obama, scare them with terror. They think you're so stupid, they write articles for the Financial Times saying, we're going to freak people out that bad men are going to get them. And then you get all the Homeland Security training manuals. It's for us, the American people. And they're trying to train the police that even criticizing the government is some type of act of terrorism when you can't get any more Americana than that. Jim, go ahead and finish your point.
Well, I mean, it's like I said, it was something that I've been running around in my head for like a couple of weeks now since you started talking about the false flag, impending false flag, since Obama brought up the false flag. The fact that we were able to absorb a terrorist attack and so on and so forth, it sounds just like before when they're getting everybody prepared for it. Here it comes, get ready, here it comes. And what they're expecting everyone to do is follow along behind Obama and all of a sudden say, you're our savior, do what you're supposed to do, protect us. But it never works out that way, and it doesn't work out that way, and it can't work out that way. So instead, we ought to do a complete 180 on them, take everybody that supposedly said that they were going to defend us and protect us, boot them out of office. I know a lot of those people were elected, but a lot of them were appointed. So you take the elected ones out, you take the appointed ones out. But even then, I mean, it gets even a little more complicated because you already have an existing chain of command.
Well, look, they were setting up this whole Homeland Security system in the early 90s. I've seen excerpts of Clinton talking about it. So it was always their plan to stage terror attacks and use that as a pretext to take over domestically and launch foreign wars. But I will, the day there's a big attack, I'll come out and say, put up flyers everywhere saying, don't give up your liberty for security, research stage terror, and absolutely fire those that screwed up and didn't protect us. Day one, point that out. I appreciate your points, Jim. They're very well taken. Let's talk to Brent in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Brent.
Hello, Alex. Nice to talk to you for the first time.
Welcome.
I got 2 points. One coincides with the last two callers. Back in like early September, and here in Pennsylvania, in the area I live in, there was like several different Patriot groups having like rallies and stuff. And one of them was a PA Gun Owners group, and a buddy of mine is starting to get in touch with them. Said that right before they had their rally, they meet somewhere, and they had a suspicious movement outside their restaurant they were meeting at, and they went out and like noticed some guys rolling up in some dark SUVs, and they came out and like digital camo, the kind you see in like really heavy urban combat settings. And I was like,
it's admitted in Pennsylvania and every other state they had foreign Mossad, you name it, spying on mainline conservative groups. I mean, that's what all this Homeland Security's for. And so what happened?
They, like, tried to hassle them, and they called out some more of the guys that were there meeting for their rally, and the more they came out, it kind of, like, I guess, shrugged these.
Okay, let me be clear. Let's be clear about your story here, Brent. You were hassling them, or your friends were, or the guys in camo were hassling you for how dare you as an American meet and talk about politics. That's illegal in the Soviet Union.
Yeah, basically what it was, the PA Gun Owners group was meeting for before rally at a restaurant somewhere, and they noticed some black SUVs rolled up, and they were starting to hover around their vehicles, and a couple of the PA Gun Owners guys came out and, like, took note to it, and they wanted to talk to the one, and they kind of, like, you know, stepped back, and more came forward, and the other DAGNR guys noticed that, and they came out, and they saw more people coming out of the restaurant, and they kind of, like, backed off and then got in their SUVs and rolled away. And I was like, you know, what's up with that? And I asked my buddy, like, if he knew any details, and he said, like I said, they're, like, urban camo, like, the real...
Let me just be clear. We had the representative Daryl Metcalf on for Pennsylvania involved in founding those very gun groups you're talking about, and they confirmed that Mossad, under a state contract, the governor's apologized, but only because he got caught, is spying on members of the legislature. Because they can't get the feds to spy on the legislature, that's clearly illegal, so they hire a foreign company. So I wish they would have gotten some video of that confrontation. But that's exactly what goes on. I appreciate your call. And since you mentioned that, here's Raw Story. I've also got Cleveland.com. Revelations from Kent State audio tape prompt congressional inquiry. Kucinich probes whether FBI informant triggered Kent State massacre. And they've released the FBI surveillance tape where they basically were handing out, you know, the guns and talk. And it's on the tape saying, shoot those people. And the report is that they're looking at the FBI firing shots into the crowd. But it says the informants were hired to be there taking photos of the Kent State demonstration. So, I mean, it's the secret police in America, Brent. I appreciate your call. Aaron in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
I had a question, and this might sound like a stupid question, but I was wondering, if the government makes, like, enslaves the American people and makes us all in debt, what do you think would happen to, like, the video game industries, the computer industries, and stuff like that?
Well, like, they're going to be offshore. The manufacturing already is predominantly, and there'll still be a tiny middle class that can buy the goods. But this is a slow, incremental march into tyranny. It's not some overnight thing. We didn't lose most of our factories, our industry overnight. Then they told us, well, we have a service economy. Now that's imploding. Then they lie to us and say we're not even in a recession when all the evidence shows we're in a depression.
Yeah, I was just wondering, is they, like, because I know that's how they basically program the youth through video games and music and stuff.
Well, you notice there's thousands of free video games that are programming people.
Yeah, and I was wondering, like, if that's the basically one way that they control the youth, would they ever think about demolishing the video game industry to control the youth more, like to find another way to control the youth?
Well, I don't see how demolishing the video game industry would do that, but Microsoft's one of the big hitters, so is Sony, and just full of programming and propaganda. I appreciate your call, Aaron. Let's go ahead and talk to Suzanne in New York. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. You know, you're talking about the loans and everything. A fraudulent mortgage was taken out using a forged power of attorney, and the bank sold it to someone else. We went to the district attorney's office about it. They don't want to do anything about it. We went to the state's attorney's office. We went to the banking commission, and everybody we seemed to talk to said that there's not much they could do about it.
Well, that's not true, though. They're just hoping you go away. The big banks are losing in court all over the place, and they're scared. So they, Bank of America and others are on the verge. Bank of America's already done it, of suspending foreclosures because they have broken the law and the procedures. We're going to cover that when we come back, Suzanne. Anything else?
We lost our property.
Well, stay there. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you.
Subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the crash course on the U.S. Constitution, how to argue with a liberal about constitutional issues and win every time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this crash course for patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The crash course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes six CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your crash course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. I'm trying to jam in as many of your calls, Susan, William, Karen, Sarah, Josh, and others, but I didn't get to the Patrick Henry speech. I'm going to cover it tomorrow on the 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll do 4 hours tomorrow live. A few months ago, I went to a three-hour show from 4 hours because I'm so busy with the new TV studios, but now I'm going back to 4 hours more and more. Maybe we'll just go back permanently. 3 hours isn't enough. 2 hours isn't enough on Sunday. But to try to illustrate this, because it's such a complex issue, there's hundreds of different things mega banks that are doing that are illegal. So are insurance companies, because they control all the major regulators at the state and federal level and internationally. Why not? But here's Bloomberg from 2 weeks ago, part two of their report. Veterans agency made secret deal over benefits with 6 million veterans to take their pension money, their death benefits from their widows and widowers when they died illegally. They made the deal secretly more than 10 years ago. And Prudential's now admitted it, but in court produced the secret agreements with the VA to have the veterans pay for death benefits, but then not give it to them. Okay. Now, I mean, if that doesn't wake you up to just how out of control these insurance companies and banks are, I don't know what will. Now, there are a lot of people got mortgages they shouldn't have, and they were told to lie on the forms and all the rest of it. Yes. Are they partially guilty, some of them? Yes. But the real guilt goes with the Glass-Steagall Act being ended. They wanted to package these mortgages, again, 11 years ago when all this kicked off. So they did it. And it's a fact. You can pull up that. Just search the term J.P. Morgan, you know, in court, you know, repossessed home they didn't own. Goldman Sachs, same headline. Bank of America, or there it is, J.P. Morgan thug breaks into home, not in foreclosure report. And that's a Justice Department probe foreclosure practices. Now, they said we were conspiracy theorists a decade ago. They said this wasn't happening. 10 years ago, I had a little, you know, three-bedroom house in South Austin, $100,000 mortgage. And they, the people I bought it from sold it at least three times, and then Bank of America took my escrow and was threatening me and threatening to go to court against me if I didn't pay another escrow. And I had to pay a lawyer, a mortgage lawyer, and they said, okay, we'll file suit. This is criminal. Now, most people don't know how to do that. Now, poor Suzanne, she went to the government, to the district attorney, and said, help me, I'm a poor lady, this is illegal. And they just said, sorry, can't help you. That's not how you do it. You've got to file the paperwork yourself. There's a lot of experts who've been winning in court on this, and I want a full court press to get a whole string of them on the next month. Okay, we're going to get them all on here. People that have been winning in court. Now, it runs the gamut. Some things are outright criminal, where banks will just break into a house that's paid for cash. They don't even own the mortgage, but they bought derivatives that were packaged out of that from a decade or you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years before. And they say, we don't care. We bought this derivative on the person you bought the house from 7 years ago. We say we own it. And they take it. They take it. That's on CNN. You can search up CNN, home taken from owners, paid for home taken from owners. In fact, search that on YouTube. I want to just at least show the image for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You cannot make this stuff up. You cannot make up taking 6 million dead veterans death benefits. I mean, you just, and the government made the agreement secretly. It's a pack of criminals, okay? None of us are safe. I'm ranting now. But they tried to pass a law last week. But Obama vetoed it ahead of the election because he knows it's political suicide to allow banks to just do whatever they want with mortgages. And we covered that on Friday with Bob Chapman. But that's something Obama did actually good. He vetoed it last Thursday. But it passed. This criminal House and Senate passed that stinking bill. So they're racing to try to get something done right now. And that's why four major banks, now five, with Bank of America, have suspended all foreclosures. It runs the gamut from outright fraud to upping people's interest rate when the contract doesn't say that, just counting on their ignorance, to selling it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, in some cases more than 20 times, but they keep the service of the loan because that's where the real profits are at, and then it's sold as derivatives and AAA rated when it's really total crud, hence what started the housing collapse 2 years ago. But under law, you've got to have the deed. But these companies don't have the deed because it's been sold over and over again. Okay, so here's the Associated Press. Bank of America stops U.S. foreclosures for review. Bank of America stops foreclosures across the country, expanding review of mortgage documents. Now, this is the mainstream media spin, but listen to how devastating this is, okay? It goes on. Bank of America on Friday halted foreclosures of homes across the country so it could review paperwork and tens of thousands of cases for flaws, expanding a crisis at a perilous time for the housing market. The move came as the PNC Finance Services became the fourth major bank to announce that it would stop foreclosures in at least some states. It added the growing concerns that mortgage lenders have been evicting homeowners despite flawed court papers. Yeah, flawed. They don't even own houses in many cases, and they take them. You know, they've got loopholes in a lot of those loans where you're late on one payment, they try to take it, especially if your house is more than half paid for. Doesn't matter if you're upside down on the loan. Even at reduced prices, they can make money. It's the old thing of banks. You know, the farm's got one more payment, and they do some manipulation to take it. Bank of America, the largest U.S. bank, has said earlier it would stop foreclosures in 23 states where the process must be approved by a judge. Yeah, where there's still law. Ally Financial GMAC Mortgage Unit and J.P. Morgan Chase has announced similar plans. Bank of America Nationwide will halt and will apply to homes that the bank is taking back itself and those for which it has transferred the papers to mortgage buyers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The bank said it had not found any widespread problems, you know, that's a lie, in its foreclosure process, but we'll go back and check our work for more time. CEO Brian Moynihan told the National Press Club in Washington. No, they're losing in court, and so they're desperate. A Bank of America spokesman acknowledged that the bank acted in response to pressure from state attorney generals and other public officials inquiring about the accuracy of foreclosure documents. We feel the need to address and demonstrate our process is accurate. A document obtained last week by the AP showed a Bank of America official acknowledged in a legal proceeding that they signed thousands of foreclosure documents a month and typically did not read them. Did not read them. The official said in a February deposition that he signed up to 8,000 such documents a month. And why is all this happening? There are tens of thousands of lawsuits now filed by attorneys and by lay groups who've learned all this, and they're winning, 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 winning. Look, if veterans' families start filing suit about the major insurance companies stealing your death benefits, they're going to lose too. But you got to get up to the bully in their face and say no to them and get good state governments elected that won't put up with this. All other banks are going to end up this way either because they're going to be forced to or by political pressure, it goes on. And some analysts and real estate agents worry that the uncertainty about the documents mess could make potential buyers change their minds about purchasing foreclosed properties. That's because of fears that the former owners could turn around and sue because they're taking them under fraudulent pretense. Now listen, Susanna and William, I'm sorry to everybody. I'm not going to have time to get you, but finishing up, Susanna, I'm sorry they took your house, but what chicanery, briefly, did they engage in with you?
They used a forged power of attorney. They used a mortgage that my husband's name wasn't even on. And they transferred their ownership to somebody else, and he sued my husband.
But you know how they did that? You know how they did that? At signing, you need to get the full documents. They make you sign a lot of times a power of attorney in case there's any mistakes in the mortgage. That's in quotes.
There was an admitted forgery, and
wow.
The judge upheld it all. And she wouldn't even, she said, we couldn't even bring in our side of the case. It was an automatic, and we lost. We were thrown out of the house. We couldn't even appeal it.
How much money had you put into the house? How much money?
The house was over, it was almost $600,000, and they took a loan out for $100,000, and my husband's name wasn't even on the mortgage.
But I mean, how much had you paid into the house?
The house cost originally $100,000, but it was worth over $600,000.
So to be clear, how close was your house to being paid off?
It was already paid off. This was another loan.
See, that's what they're being, no. Okay, Susanna. Incredible. Send us your information if you want to come on as a guest. I'm going to get into this really big time. I covered it 10 years ago, 6, 7 years ago. We were really into all this. People didn't believe us, so I said, fine, you'll find out. But that's exactly what they're in trouble for. That's what I was telling you. If your house is half paid off, 40%, 60, 80, if it's juicy and really or completely paid off, absolutely, that's coming out in the news. People would just have cops show up, shotguns are locked, if you don't get out, and you're like, but my house is paid for. And they just say, no, it ain't. Just like those dead veterans, their wives say, I'm supposed to get $1 million. And they say, you're not getting jack squat, honey. And we got paramilitary forces trained to call you a terrorist. You're going to give us your house or we'll send by a SWAT team to kill your butt. God bless you all. Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.